High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Renza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Everyone from Tri-County High School, I'm Randy Gatula, getting set for another edition of High School Basketball Tonight here on KTNC. Tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish on the road taking on the Tri-County Trojans. It's a girl-boy doubleheader, as we traditionally do here throughout the season. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball. It's a doubleheader here. We've got basketball tonight for you also over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon should be going on the air right about now with the girls' game between the Fall City Tigers and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. That also a doubleheader, the girls and boys. They're playing tonight in Fall City, and John has that one for you over on Sunny 101.3. Here at Tri-County, first the girls match up, the Sacred Heart girls. They're rolling right along, 5-1 on the year against the Tri-County Trojan team that's young and inexperienced. They are 1-4 thus far, only one win this month so far for the Lady Trojans as we get set for that girls matchup. In the boys game coming up later tonight, that ought to be a dandy. Coach Doug Goltz looking for his 700th career win. He brings an Irish team in here tonight that's 5-0 on the year, but they're taking on the Tri-County Trojans, and they've got a good season going, too. They are 5-1 so far here in the month of December, 5-1. So the Trojans, under Coach Jeremy Sims, are going to present quite a challenge here tonight for Doug Goltz and his Sacred Heart Irish boys coming up in the second half of our doubleheader. I guess the big news right now in this girls' varsity game for our Sacred Heart fans listening in, that is the absence tonight of Ari Vondersmith. Ari Vondersmith, the 6-foot senior, normally a very big part of this ball team, of course, in the starting lineup. Ari's not here tonight. She's been ill and under the weather for a couple of days, and so she's at home tonight listening in. And Ari, if you've got the radio turned on, pull the covers up a little higher there. We certainly wish you a speedy recovery. We hope you're feeling better soon and hopefully feel well enough to be able to enjoy the broadcast here tonight on KTNC. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 60-second timeout, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Dins Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dins Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's take a look at the starting lineup now for the Tri-County Trojans. They'll go with Carly Sherling. Sherling is a junior. Kenzie Strine just a sophomore. Morgan Stokerbrand, she's a senior. Taylor Koch is a junior. And Ella Clark, another sophomore. That's a starting five for the 1-4 Trojans. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they'll go with Rachel Magdans, a 5'10 senior. Olivia Eichhoff, a junior at 5'8. Lauren Malone, a 5'4 senior. Jessica Wurtenberger, 5'7 and a junior, and Emma Littrell, a 5'8 senior, getting the start tonight in place of Ari Vondersmith, who we mentioned is at home ill this evening and not here for tonight's games. As we said, the Irish girls 5-1 on the year. They're coached by Coach Luke Sato. The Tri-County Trojans are coached by Coach Taylor Pocock. And as we mentioned, they are 1-4. Not sure what the protocol is here, if they're going to do starters or national anthem or what, so we're just going to keep it here live for a minute until they figure out what the plan is. They're making the traditional pregame announcement right now about all the sportsmanship and such. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be describing the action for you tonight here from Tri-County High School. This is the last of our broadcasts before the Christmas break. John and I will be back on the air on January 3rd when we go to the Southeast Nebraska Shootout that's held in Auburn. That's going to feature four games on that. I believe it's on Monday, the 3rd of January. We're going to have the Fall City boys and girls taking on Ashland Greenwood. And then the Auburn boys and girls are going to be taking on Milford. That's the Southeast Nebraska Shootout. You'll hear all four of those games live on Sunny 101.3. Again, that's going to be on Monday, January 3rd. That's when we'll return to the air after the Christmas break. We just met the starters over the public address system here for the Sacred Heart girls. Now they're introducing the starters for Tri-County. Again, it'll be Sherling, Strine, Stokerbrand, Clark, and Koch. Want to extend a special welcome to our listeners here in the Tri-County School District area listening in tonight online at msesports.net. You can click on Listen Live, select KTNC, and you can listen to tonight's broadcast anywhere around the world, worldwide, on the web. So a big welcome to those of you listening in the Tri-County area. We know you've been provided by the school system with our website. We appreciate that being shared. Apparently, they must have played the national anthem earlier. The band was here and all set up, but looks like we're going to go right to live basketball. So, Coach Luke Sando gives his girls their final instructions. They break the huddle and come out to center court. Looks like Rachel Magdans will jump it up against Ella Clark. Clark and Magdans in the center circle, waiting for the official to step in with the basketball. And we're about set to get underway here from Tri-County High School, just south of DeWitt, Nebraska. Now the official steps in, and here's the tip, controlled by the Trojans. Tri-County with the basketball, Stokerbrand at the top of the key. Stokerbrand feeds it up to the top of the circle, gives up to Ella Clark. Clark picks up a dribble, being pressured out there by Wurtenberger. Into the corner, baseline, left side of the basket to Koch. Koch with the basketball, had it dribbled away, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a turnover, giving the basketball to the Irish. Went off of the Trojans, Sacred Heart will have the ball. Wurtenberger will inbound it in backcourt on the side. Inbounds the pass into Lauren Malone. Malone will come down and set the offense. Man-to-man defense from Tri-County to open the ball game. Malone onto the left wing, gives it down underneath, baseline left side, set shot, Magdan's up and off, no good. Littrell with the rebound on the right side baseline, kicks it back up top to Malone. Malone finds Magdan's on the left side of the lane. Magdan's has the basketball knocked away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Morgan Stokerbrand. On Stokerbrand, that'll be her first personal and team foul number one on the Trojans. We're just underway here in Tri-County, 7:22 to play. In the first quarter, no score. Irish with the basketball. They'll trigger it in under their own basket. Littrell inbounds the pass. They bring it up to the top of the key to Malone. Malone at the free throw circle, left wing. There's a set shot. Wurtenberger for three from the left elbow up and good. Jessica Wurtenberger nails a three from the left wing. It's 3-0. Sacred Heart on top. Into forecourt is Sherling on the dribble, top of the circle. Sherling hands the ball back up to Strine. Strine picks up her dribble. She needs some help now. Coming out to help her is Ella Clark. Give the ball to Clark. A cross-court skip pass to the right elbow. Inside the paint, they feed it into Stokerbrand. She's going to be tied up. A jump ball is called. Good job under there by Littrell. Emma Littrell reached in on Stokerbrand and tied her up. Possession arrow favors the Irish, and Sacred Heart will have the basketball. 3-0, Irish on top, 6:47 to play in the first period. Lauren Malone down court with the ball. Malone hands up to Eichhoff. Eichhoff across to the left wing, Magdans. Magdans penetrates in the paint, double team, lob pass underneath, looking for Littrell. Ball tipped away from Littrell and stolen by Carly Sherling. Sherling, the junior point guard, will come down and set the offense. She has the ball stripped away, stolen by Eichhoff. Eichhoff takes it all the way, laying off the glass, up and good. Olivia Eichhoff with the steal and then took it coast to coast all the way down and laid it in nice and soft off the glass. 5-0, Irish on top. This is Ella Clark with the basketball for the Trojans. Clark's pass goes across to the top of the circle to Strine. Kenzie Strine in traffic, back to Clark. Ball tipped away by Malone, loose on the basketball. The ball comes out of there, loose in the corner, picked up by Malone. Wurtenberger flipped it out to her. Fast break the other way, driving in is Eichhoff, driving Lee, and up and good. Olivia Eichhoff with back-to-back baskets. She's got 4 points. It's 7-0. Irish timeout taken by Tri-County. He wanted to play first period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Sacred Heart out to an early lead here, 7-0, 5:51 to play in the first period. We've played just over 2 minutes. Tri-County's basketball down court. With the dribble, on the attack comes Sherling. She works it across the timeline. Eichhoff picks her up defensively. There's a switch. Wurtenberger has her trapped in the corner. Ball tipped away from Sherling. Touched by Wurtenberger. It'll stay with Tri-County. Trojans will inbound it on the right side in forecourt. To toss it in is Strine. Strine to inbound it. Kenzie Strine. Waiting for somebody to break open, running out of time. The inbound pass is stolen away. Wurtenberger on the breakaway for the lay-in at the other end off the glass. Couldn't get the lay-in. The rebound comes down to Wurtenberger. Follow shot, Wurtenberger up and good. She just stayed with it. Jessica Wurtenberger missed the lay-in, got her own rebound in the putback, and she has 5 points. There's a steal on the inbound pass. Malone comes up with the basketball. Malone gives it up to Magdance. Magdance works one-on-one against Shirley. Hands the ball to Eichhoff in the faint spin move. Eichhoff. Oh, nice pass underneath. Eichhoff put it underneath the basket to Emma Littrell. And Littrell with her first 2 points. Eichhoff with a great assist. They forgot about Emma standing on the baseline under there all alone. Littrell flipped the ball, or they got it down to Emma, and Emma flipped it off the glass and got it down. 11-0. Irish out with a double-digit lead here, and we've only played 3 minutes of the ball game. Here's another steal. Malone has the basketball into forecourt. Presses it across court pass, comes to Eichhoff. She had an open look, didn't take it. Now Eichhoff penetrates in the lane, lays the ball up, off no good. Littrell follow shot, put back up and good by Emma Littrell. So now Littrell, the 5'8 senior, has two baskets back to back. Wurtenberger with a steal on the inbound. Wurtenberger under the basket, moves to the hoop, goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. We're going to put Jessica Wurtenberger to the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Irish. The foul, I think, is going to go on Sherling, and on Sherling, that's her first. Team foul number two. 4:28 to play first period. Sacred Heart up 13-0 here early. Jessica Wurtenberger shooting two at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Wurtenberger with 6 points now. Here's subs into the ballgame. Emma Littrell will set out, and to replace her now comes Macy Keller. Also off the bench comes Delaney Witt into the lineup. Witt checks in. Wurtenberger ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up and good also. She got them both. Wurtenberger with 7 points now. Now off the bench for the Irish is Gentry Lechtenberg checking in, and Wurtenberger will have a seat. So now you've got Keller, Magdance, Lechtenberg on the floor, and Malone with the basketball. This is Ella Clark dribbling, and she loses it out of bounds. Tried to get it over there to Reagan Sweezo, who just checked in. Sweezo lost a handle on it, and the Irish get the ball back. Delaney Witt inbounds it to Malone. Lauren Malone down court. Malone looks to Magdans in the corner left side. Couldn't get the pass there. Instead comes up with it to Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg, right side, Delaney Witt. Lob pass underneath there. Keller off his glass shot is up and good. Macy Keller. They found Macy on the baseline. I'll tell you, this defense for Tri-County has given them the baseline, and Sacred Heart has taken advantage of that. Littrell a minute ago, and now Macy Keller. 17-0. The Irish have opened up an early lead in the first 4 minutes of the ballgame. In the paint, there's a shot off the glass up that won't go with a whistle and a foul called on the Irish. We're going to send Morgan Stokerad to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Macy Keller. On Keller, her first, team foul number one on the Irish. Here's Morgan Stokerad, the only senior in the starting lineup for Tri-County, here shooting two shots. Free throw is up, wide just to the right, doesn't go. Here's a sub in now for the Lady Trojans, back onto the floor. comes Carly Sherling. She started the ball game. Shirley checks in. She replaces Ella Clark. Stokerbrand, ready for her second free throw attempt, launches the shot. It's on the way up and rolled around off the rim. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes down. Cleared out underneath by Magdaz. Long down court pass. Lay-in off the glass. Up and good. I lost out. I'm pretty sure Witt got that one. That's who we're going to give it to. There was a whole crowd of people down there. With the basketball at the top of the circle, dribbling to the left side is Peters now. Her pass underneath, stolen away by Keller. Keller gives it to Magdaz, driving layup. Magdaz can't get it. Rebound Witt. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Playing that one in was Delaney Witt, and it's 19-0 now. Irish, we've played 5 minutes, 3:01 to go here in the first quarter. We're going to see a lot of subs. Here's Malone with another steal at the top of the key. Malone breakaway lay-in up, and oh, it wouldn't go down. Bounced around, the rebound comes down, cleared away by Allie Peters. Allie Peters outlet pass to Carly Sherling. Sherling comes to the left elbow, base in the corner, Suizo. Reagan Suizo, she'll be called for traveling, and that'll turn it back over to the Irish. Now checking into the ballgame, Sadie Tisdall into the lineup for Sacred Heart. Tisdall, a 5'7 freshman, going to see some playing time. Gentry Lechtenberg is in there. Delaney Witt, Macy Keller, and Emma Littrell back onto the floor. Littrell back into the game. 21-0, Irish on top here in the first quarter. 2.5 minutes still to play in the first period. Witt, skip pass across to the left side, open look, three, up and good. Hitting the three-pointers, Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'8 freshman, nails a three from out in the corner on the left side of the basket. It's 24-0. With the basketball in the paint is Stokerbrand. She can't go anywhere. Macy Keller is there to stop her. Down to the left elbow, they give the pass over to L.A. Peters. Peters picks up her dribble, puts it inside the paint. Stokerbrand kicks it into the corner. Open look, Strine from the baseline left side. Doesn't go. Rebound, try for putback. Whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Irish. We're going to put Ella Clark to the free throw line. Ella will be shooting two shots. The foul, I think, is going to be called, yes it is, on Macy Keller, on Keller, her second personal. At the free throw line, Ella Clark shooting two shots for Tri-County. First free throw is up and hits the back of the iron and won't go. Another attempt coming. 1:56 to play here in the first quarter, 24-0. Irish on top. Macy Keller sets out with two personal fouls, and to replace her, Jessica Wurtenberger back into the ballgame. Ella Clark's second free throw attempt is on the way. It's up, and this one is good. Got the bounce, went off the glass, and got it down. So the Trojans are in the scorebook here. 1:53 to play in the first quarter, 24-1, Irish on top. Sacred Hearts basketball. On the left side with it is Lechtenberg. Goes up to Witt. Delaney Witt dribbles at the between the rings top of the key. Trying to go with the pass to the left side to Lechtenberg. Ball got away wide out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover and give it back to the Trojans. 24-1 your score. Irish dominating here in this one. As Carly Sherling brings the ball down court into the corner left side to Kenzie Strine. Strine can't get a look at it. Here's a pass stolen away with the steal. Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall breakaway. Laying up and good. Sadie Tisdall got the steal and then took it the distance and went down and laid it off the glass. Shirley back into forecourt for Tri-County. Left wing to Strine. Back up top to Shirley. Holding it here now is Ellie Clark. Ella Clark. Skip pass across. Inside. Stokerbrand. Strine driving lay-in off the glass. Up off the rim, wouldn't go. Tipped out of bounds. It's loose, and Witt comes out of there with it. Delaney Witt had the ball tipped over to her by Emma Littrell. Witt down court to the right wing. Goes into Sadie Tisdall. Tisdall has it dribbled away and stolen by Strine. Kenzie Strine comes up with the basketball. Down court. Strine gives the outlet pass off to the right elbow. Stokerbrand back to the top of the circle. This is L.A. Peters with the ball. He got away out of bounds and belonged to the Irish. Kenzie Strine, we watched her older sister, Hannah Strine, play for a number of years here at Tri-County. Most notable, remember the young lady as a sophomore, suffered a knee injury at the Mudecas tournament, ended her season. She came back and had two more fine years here with Tri-County, became friends with the Strine family. Great people. 26-1 here, the Irish on top. Lechtenberg with the basketball. She dribbles into traffic, feeds it up top to Witt. Lob pass Witt. Inside, moving to the hoop. Wurtenberger has the ball stripped away. Coming out of there is Littrell under the baseline. Littrell clears the pass back up to Witt. Again to Wurtenberger for the driving lay-in. Whistle foul. And we'll put Jessica Wurtenberger to the line. Jessica has 7 points tonight already. She's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And here she'll be shooting 2 shots. Foul is going to be on Taylor Koch. On Koch, her first, team foul number 3. Wurtenberger's free throw is up and good. She's now 3 for 3 from the line tonight, and she has 8 points for the Irish. 7 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 27-1. Shot is up and good for Wurtenberger. Makes it 28-1 as we near the end of this first quarter. Here's the inbound pass. The girls are going to let it roll down the court here to try and preserve that 7 seconds. Sherling with the ball to the right elbow. Into the corner, baseline, left side, Koch. No shot at the buzzer. They didn't get it off. After one quarter, the Irish lead 28-1. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
28-1 after one quarter, the Irish on top here in the girls' varsity game. In the junior varsity girls' game, they only played two quarters tonight. Sacred Heart won that 28-5. In the boys' junior varsity game, they played the full four quarters. Tri-County took the win in that one by a substantial lead, too. 54-37 in the boys' JV game, Tri-County with the win. All right, we move to second quarter action here in this girls' varsity contest. Lauren Malone almost took the ball away from Sherling out at the top of the key. Now Kenzie Strine at the top of the circle. She turns around and decides to put a shot that misses everything. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to the Irish. 7:43 to play. First half just underway here in the second quarter. 28-1. You heard that right. The Irish up by 27 points in this girls' varsity game. This will be Rachel Magdance to bring the ball down court. The original starting five back in. Magdance takes it all the way in for a driving lay-in up off the glass. They just gave her the lane, and Magdance gets her first 2 points of the game on the lay-in. It's 30-1. This is Sherling with the ball. Up top to Kenzie Strine. Strine comes to the near side. Ella Clark in the corner left side of the basket. Back up to Strine. Ball is tipped away. It's loose on the floor. And Lauren Malone comes up with the steal. She'll flip the outlet pass out to Rachel Magdance, who'll come down and set the offense. Magdance launches a three from the left elbow. Got it. Rachel Magdance just put a casual three up from out of the left elbow. She was really pretty much unmolested, uncovered out there. And it's 33-1. Inside in traffic, Stokerbrand kicks it back up top. Strine, Sherling between the rings to the right elbow. Here's a three on the way off the rim, tipped around, rebound to Magdance. Magdance just took that away from a couple of defenders there, just muscled it away from them. Magdance into the corner, feeds it underneath, driving. Eichhoff, shot off the glass, doesn't go, out of bounds. Touch last by Eichhoff, and it'll belong to Tri-County. Olivia Eichhoff had a lane there, and when she drove the lane, they kind of collapsed on her. 33-1, Irish up, 6:22 to play. Here's a pass that's going to go out of bounds into the stands. A turnover gives it right back to the Irish. First half of a doubleheader here. This is the girls' varsity game. Boys' game coming up later this evening. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. Magdance goes through traffic, gives the ball off to Malone on the right wing against the man-to-man defense. There's Lauren Malone driving, left-handed layup off the glass, no. Sat there for a minute. The rebound pulled down by Morgan Silkebrand. Her outlet pass to Sherling. Carly Sherling. Kenzie Strine on the right wing. Strine penetrates toward the lane. Can't get inside. Has to come back up top with a pass to Sherling. Sherling looks to Ella Clark here now. Tried to go into Strine. Ball is knocked away. Grabbed up by Littrell. Littrell with the steal. Flips it out to Malone, who hands the ball off to Magdans. Magdans will bring it down court. Here's Eichhoff. Eichhoff in the lane, kicks it to the right side. Open look, Malone from 12. Shot is up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on the Irish. Have to wait until they post it. We're at the far end of the court. The foul is going to be on Jessica Wurtenberger, her first. We're at the far end of the court, seated on a stage up here. So things that happen under the basket at the far end are long ways for us to try and sort out from down here on the stage on this end. When they play right in front of us, it's really ideal. Malone with yet another steal, and she maintains her dribble trying to get up. The ball is knocked away from her out of bounds, and it's going to be tipped away, and it'll belong to the Irish. Mackenzie Smith knocked the ball out of bounds. Irish will have the basketball. Malone gives the ball off now. Eichhoff. Eichhoff down court. Right side of the circle. This is Magdans trying to penetrate. Magdans being pressured by Stokerbrand. Spin move, Magdans. Now she pulls up for the 12-footer that's off the glass, but the rebound to Malone. Malone goes into Littrell. Littrell feeds it underneath. Wurtenberger shot is up and good. Littrell with the assist. Jessica Wurtenberger with the shot off the glass. Wurtenberger's having a good night here. 35-1. Complete domination here by the Lady Irish. Left side in the corner. No place to go. Handling the ball under the basket is Koch. Now it's tipped away. Touch last by Olivia Eichhoff. Host of substitutions in now for the Irish. Delaney Witt back in there. Macy Keller back into the ball game. Looks like Gentry Lechtenberg back onto the floor. And Sadie Tisdall. That's the five you've got on the floor now for Sacred Heart. In the corner is Smith. Top of the key around the Strine. Left side of the corner. Down deep is Koch. Koch feeds it up to Ella Clark. Clark guarded by Eichhoff. Ball tipped away and Eichhoff gets a steal. Olivia Eichhoff looking down court. She's got Delaney Witt out in front of her. Eichhoff's just going to slow it down here and set things up. Eichhoff gets a pick set there by Macy Keller. Gets it off to Witt. Witt at the free throw line. Puts up a long two that's up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ella Clark. Clark. Outlet pass out to Carly Sherling. Sherling at the free throw line. Backs it back between the rings. Look to Smith on the elbow. Now Sherling for three. Nope. Rebound tipped away. And it's going to be touched last by Mackenzie Smith. It'll belong to the Irish. 3:46 to go here in the first half. Now into the game for Sacred Heart is Leila Frederick. Frederick, a 5'6 sophomore, checks into the ballgame. 3:45, clock running, second quarter, 35-1, your score. The Irish dominating performance here in the first half of this one. They've substituted freely. I think everybody that's suited has already been in the ballgame here for the Irish. On the baseline right side, an offensive foul is going to be called. Offensive foul on Sadie Tisdall. On Sadie, her first personal, team foul number 4 on Sacred Heart. And this is Carly Sherling down court with the ball for the Lady Trojans. To the left side, Mackenzie Smith back up to Sherling. Bounce pass right wing, open look. Ella Clark shot up, no good. Rebound brought down under the basket for the Irish by Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg pushes it down with a left-handed dribble. She's picked up defensively by Ellie Peters in the man-to-man. Lechtenberg clears it up to Delaney Witt. Witt with a basketball for a long three. It's short off the rim. Macy Keller rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Macy Keller with her second bucket of the night. Macy's got 4 points now, and it's 37-1. And we still have nearly 3 minutes to play in the second quarter, first half. Stokerbrand in traffic. Flips it out to the left wing to Ella Clark. Clark's pass knocked and stolen away by Lechtenberg. Feed it underneath. Whip for the driving lane. Up and good. Give the assist to Sadie Tisdall. And the basket to Delaney Witt. Delaney now with 6 points. Timeout taken on the floor. Tri-County. 2.5 minutes to play in the first half. 39-1. The Irish lead it. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, this is one of those games that you don't really know what to say here. Coach Luke Santo has emptied his bench. He's using all of his players. Second team was in there early in the first quarter. A lot of third-string ball players out there now. I think there's maybe one or two bookkeepers here on the end, a couple of freshmen keeping stats that have not yet seen action, but you know they will. We still have 2.5 minutes left to play in the first half of the ball game, and our score is already 39-1. So just a complete dominating performance here offensively and defensively by Coach Luke Santo's girls. On the floor now, coming out of the timeout, are Witt, Sadie Tisdall, Lechtenberg, Macy Keller, and who else is that? And Lila Frederick is on the floor. That's the five that are out there now for the Irish. Down court, to set it up offensively, comes Carly Sherling, the junior point guard. Sherling picked up her dribble, comes to the left wing with it, passes over here to Katrina Washburn, who's in the lineup. Washburn now in traffic. Stokerbrand shot off the glass, up and good. There's a field goal. Morgan Stokerbrand, the only senior on the roster for the Trojans, got the lay-in off the glass. She's got all three of their points. 39-3, your score now. In the corner, Witt with the ball, gets it right back from Sadie Tisdall to the left wing, Lechtenberg. That's Gentry. Gentry holds the ball and comes back to Delaney Witt. Delaney Witt works against Morgan Stokerbrand 1-1. Now Delaney Witt works around to the left side into the corner. Open look down there for Gentry Lechtenberg. She didn't take it. Witt dribbles inside the paint, driving laying up and off, no good. Rebound Frederick. Frederick outlet pass comes right back to Witt. Witt with a little floater that won't go. And there with the defensive rebound is Ellie Peters for Tri-County. Ellie Peters with the outlet pass. Gets it out to Carly Sherling. Whistle. And we got a foul called on the Irish. The foul is going to be on Delaney Witt. On Delaney, her first team foul, number 5 on the Irish. 1:22 to play here in the first half. 39-3 your score. Basketball belongs to Tri-County. They'll inbound it to Sherling. Sherling into the corner left side, Washburn. Up to Sherling for three, off the rim, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go. Rebound, try for the put back again, put up by Peter. She couldn't get it. And now a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Falling to the floor under there was Gentry Lechtenberg. And I guess they're just going to say the ball went out of bounds off of Tri-County. There was no foul called. So down court comes Gentry Lechtenberg, the 5'8 freshman. She sets it up for the Irish into the corner, down deep left side. They put it into Macy Keller. Now check that. No, that's Frederick under the basket with the ball. Now the ball stolen away from Frederick, and Sherling will bring it down with under a minute to play in the first half. Sherling to the left wing. Puts it inside to Stokerbrand in traffic. Open look, left side for two. Shot is up, no. And the rebound is brought down for Sacred Heart by Jocelyn Oberding, another freshman who just checked in. Oberding, a 5'7 freshman, got that board. A cross-court pass into Oberding in the paint. Shot is up, no. Try for the putback. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Ellie Falk came down with the rebound, got it knocked away from her. Falk touched it last. I think with Falk and Oberding getting in there, everybody that's in uniform has now played here in the first half for the Irish. It's 39-3 with 24 seconds to go in the first half. As Carly Sherling comes down court with the basketball to Katrina Washburn with her pass. Washburn, 12-foot jump shot, right side is short. Oberding has the rebound. Oberding with the outlet pass to Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg takes it down court with 7 seconds. All the way in, driving lay-in. Lechtenberg, no. Battle for the rebound. Frederick is on the floor, diving after the loose basketball. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Frederick. On the sophomore, that'll be her first personal, team foul number 6, not yet into the 1-1. 4 seconds to go here in the first half. Sherling, top of the key, launches a long 3. Off the rim, no, opening with the rebound, and at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Tri-County Trojan girls. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 39 and Tri-County 3. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNN Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Tri-County High School. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish girls leading the Tri-County Trojans 39-3 is our halftime score. Time now for the KTNC halftime scoring recap. Tri-County Trojans led by Morgan Stokerbrand. She hit one field goal, went 0-for-2 from the line, has 2 points. Ella Clark made 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe. She adds 1 for the Lady Trojans, total of 3 from the free throw line. The Trojans went 1 out of 4. For the Sacred Heart Irish, led at halftime by Jessica Wurtenberger. She has 11 points, a tray, 2 deuces, and it featured 4 out of 4 from the charity stripe for her total of 11. Remaining of the scoring, Rachel Magdans has 5 at the half. Delaney Witt with 6 points. Olivia Eichhoff has 4. 4 points also for Emma Littrell. Macy Keller has 4. Gentry Lechtenberg with 3 points, and Sadie Tistel added 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 39. And again, the Irish 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Sacred Heart leads at the half 39-3, our halftime score here in the girls' varsity contest. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout here and update you with the local weather forecast. Another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Frontier Bank has announced that Trent Scheidel will succeed Mark Moorhead as president at its Falls City location. Moorhead will retire from day-to-day work, but remain at the bank part-time after 28 years. Scheidel's currently vice president and has been with Frontier Bank since 2017. Also with the new year, Bill Niedfeld will bring nearly 34 years of banking experience to the Falls City location. Each employee is excited to continue to work with their existing customer base and meet and work with new customers. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money. Member FDIC.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures in the upper teens and winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see lots of sun with highs in the lower 50s and southerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night, clear, low of 30 degrees with south winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, sunny with high temperatures reaching the upper 50s and light southwest winds. Friday, sunshine with high temperatures near 60 degrees and winds out of the southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, Christmas Day, sunny and just a little bit cooler with high temperatures reaching the mid-50s and northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Monday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-40s. And for Tuesday, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the lower 40s. That's your latest weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 38.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Tri-County High School, just south of DeWitt, Nebraska. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight for this basketball doubleheader. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTNC studios this evening. John Nixon is on the air over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. The Falls City Tigers are hosting Elwood Murdoch at the half. Elwood Murdoch leading Falls City 36-11. So things aren't going a lot better there for John with his game. 36-11, Elwood Murdoch leading Falls City. That's in girls varsity action at halftime over on Sunny 101.3. Here, if you're just tuning in, our halftime score is Sacred Heart 39 and Tri-County 3. I'll repeat that now. You heard it right. 39-3. That's our halftime score. Sacred Heart with the lead. And Coach Luke Sano emptied his bench. He's everybody that's in uniform has played here tonight. All the freshmen have got in. Lechtenberg has seen a lot of action. Sadie Tinsel's played. Jocelyn Oberding is in there. Destry. All the freshmen have been on the floor. And so, still leading here 39-3. Keep in mind, this is the first half of a doubleheader. I think this boys' game later tonight, this is going to be entertaining. Sacred Heart 5-0, Tri-County 5-1. And as most of our Fall City listeners are aware by now, Coach Doug Goltz, the winningest coach in Nebraska boys basketball history, setting at 699, and tonight looking for win number 700. And it's not going to be an easy task. Tri-County's got a good boys basketball team here, so looking forward to the second half of our doubleheader tonight. We're ready to move into the third quarter of action here in this girls' varsity game. It'll be Tri-County's basketball. Sherling will get the inbound pass. Tossing it in is Ella Clark, back up top to Sherling, to Stokerbrand in the paint. There's Kenzie Strine with the ball. Strine with a jump shot right side. Oh, off the rim, couldn't get it to go. Rebound is pulled down by Tri-County. Try for follow shot, put back, walked away. Shot put up by Ella Clark, and the loose basketball is grabbed up by Rachel Magdance. Magdance down court with a dribble. Backs it out to the top of the circle. Lob pass inside to Littrell. Littrell has the ball tipped away from her by Ella Clark. Now they fight for it on the floor. Jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is going to stay with the Irish. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Inbounding it will be Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff to toss it in. Sacred Heart starters haven't seen that much action tonight. Here's Wurtenberger from the corner for three. Follows her shot, got her own rebound, then Stokerbrand ties her up. Wurtenberger flips it out to Magdance, and she'll reset the offense. Magdance for three, top of the key, bingo. Rachel Magdance, her second three-pointer of the night. She nailed that three from the top of the circle, and it's 42-3. Sherling with the pass to Strine on the right side into Stokerbrand in the corner. Back to Strine. Now Stokerbrand on the dribble. Can't get anywhere. Eichhoff took that baseline away from her. Has to put it back up to the top of the circle to Sherling. Carly Sherling is kind of the playmaker here. She's the point guard on this offense. Handles the ball well at the top of the circle. Just not able to get it inside this Irish defense. Now the ball stolen away by Lauren Malone. She picks Sherling's pocket and gets a steal. Malone down court. Works the left-handed dribble into the corner, left side of the free throw lane. Stokerbrand took that away on the baseline, flips it back out here to Magdance. Magdance with a big smile on her face, goes in for the driving lay-in, doesn't get it. Now the ball is tipped around, and Wurtenberger comes up with it, tries to go up with the shot. Wurtenberger short off the rim. Rebound Littrell, follow shot is up, it won't go. Rebound Eichhoff, flips it back to Littrell, and it'll go back to the top of the key. Magdance for three from the corner, got it. They flipped it down here to Magdance, and she hits her second three in a row. Maybe that's what Rachel was smiling about. She knew she was feeling it down here. She had a big smile on her face when she came down court, and she nails her second three in a row. She's got 11 now in the ballgame, and it's 45-3, Irish on top. This is Kenzie Strine, got trapped down in the corner. Eichhoff and Wurtenberger had Kenzie trapped down there. She very wisely flipped the ball off one of the Irish girls out of bounds and maintains possession for Tri-County. Kenzie Strine will inbound it. Puts the inbound pass to the top of the circle. Lob pass inside Stokerbrand in traffic. Back to Kenzie Strine. She works against Eichhoff. Strine feeds to Stokerbrand. Set shot in the paint. No. Rebound Magdance. Rachel Magdance on the baseline. Took that away from everybody, and she'll bring it up court herself. Magdance works to the left side of the free throw circle. Now across court to the right. Big collision between two Tri-County players ran into each other. Eichhoff, jump shot, 12-footer, right side up and good. Oh, nice little step-back jumper by Olivia Eichhoff. She's got 6 points. Timeout taken, Tri-County. 4:57 to go, third quarter. 47-3, Irish up. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, out of the timeout, five new ball players on the floor now for the Irish. Delaney Witt is out there, Macy Keller, Emma Littrell, looks like Gentry Lechtenberg, and Sadie Tisdall. That's who's on the floor now, the five for Sacred Heart. They're up 47-3, 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Mackenzie Smith with the basketball, stolen away with the steal. Sadie Tisdall takes it in for the driving lay-in, up and good. Sadie Tisdall got the steal, the freshman, then outran two defenders to the other end and laid it off the glass for the easy lay-in, made it 49-3. Tisdall with 4 points now. With the ball is Suizo. Inside the paint, stolen again by Tisdall. This time, instead of rushing it down here, though, she's going to slow things down, hand the ball up to Delaney Witt, and let Delaney set the offense. Delaney to the left side to Lechtenberg. Back up to Witt. Again comes to Lechtenberg. Open look, three. Lechtenberg off the rim, no. Rebound, Littrell. Follow shot, put back up and good. Emma Littrell has 6 points, so she got the put back. It's 51-3. The Irish on top at the four-minute mark of the third quarter. There's a jump shot from the right side that's up and off, no good. Littrell with the rebound. Outlet pass, Witt. Witt decides to slow it up here. They're not going to run a fast break against the team. Witt just going to run the offense. Comes to Lechtenberg, left elbow. Lob pass inside. Littrell in the paint. Off the glass, no. Pulling down the rebound. Good job on the defensive board by Ellie Peters. Peters pulls down the rebound. Gets it out to Reagan Suizo. Suizo down court with the basketball now to set the offense. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. I believe it's going to go on Delaney Witt. On Delaney, that's her second personal. Team foul number one of the half on the Irish. Okay, back into the game now is Leela Frederick. She checks into the contest, and somebody else off the bench will pick it up here in a minute. Frederick checks in. Here's the ball stolen away, and it's Tisdall. Sadie Tisdall driving lay-in off the glass. Got it. You know what? Sadie does a good job with that basketball. Once she gets loose and down the court, she's got 6 points. I think they've all come on three breakaway lay-ins, two of them back-to-back here. Stoker ran down into the corner to Smith. Smith trying to work there against Lechtenberg. No place to go. Good defense by Lechtenberg. Now around to the top of the circle. They step in for a look with a long shot by Smith that's off the rim. Tipped out of bounds. Touch last by the Irish. Frederick tipped it away on the baseline. It'll stay with Tri-County. Mackenzie Smith to inbound it. Lobs it into the corner. Smith puts it into Ellie Peters around the horn left wing. Deep corner left side in traffic. Frederick has her trap down there. Tipped the ball away and grabbed up by Delaney Witt. Witt gives it out to Macy Keller on the outlet pass. Right back it comes to Witt. Tisdall in the corner. Baseline jump shot left side up and good. Sadie Tisdall, good looking little freshman basketball player here. 5'6" freshman, has 8 points. That was a little jump shot from the baseline on the left side. Got it to drop. 55-3 our score here now with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Down deep in the corner is Smith. She got trapped down there. Down court pass, kicks it back out to Reagan Suizo. Suizo will reset things here now offensively for the Trojans. Suizo to the left wing with her pass, comes right back up to Suizo. That was Mackenzie Smith handling the ball. Now Suizo works the left side of the lane inside the paint. Tip it up. Ball stolen away with the steal for the Irish is Gentry Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg makes the steal, brings it down court. Down court pass to Delaney Witt. To the left elbow, Lechtenberg. Lob pass to Macy Keller. Keller tries to power it up. Whistle and a foul. We'll put Macy Keller to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Katrina Washburn. On Washburn, that will be her first personal and team foul number one of the half on the Trojans. At the line, Macy Keller. Keller has 4 points on a pair of field goals. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. The shot is up and good. The 6 foot junior, Macy Keller, hits the first of two free throws. Back into the lineup now comes Abby Drews. Drews checks in for the Trojans. Macy Keller ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. She got them both. Keller with 6 points now. And now Jocelyn Oberding, 5'7" freshman back in replacing Macy Keller. Oberding on the floor once again for Sacred Heart, 57-3 your score. Smith, right side, set shot up and good. Mackenzie Smith put that one in, 4-2. It's 57-5. Into the corner, here's a shot at the buzzer that doesn't go, and after three quarters, the Sacred Heart Irish girls are leading Tri-County 57-5. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we got some clarification. That last basket just before the buzzer was made by Harley Dyke. She wears number 53 and not listed on the roster, but she was in the ballgame. She's a freshman. Harley Dyke got that 2 points, so that makes it 57-5. All right, with the basketball is Abby Drews. Drews to the right side to Dyke into the corner. Set shot right side off the rim. Tipping around, everybody fighting after the loose basketball. Dyke comes out of there with it. Now it's knocked out of bounds, flipped off the fingertips there of Gentry Lechtenberg. We got a lot of freshmen on the floor here for both teams right now. Inbounding the ball is Kenzie Strine. She'll trigger it in baseline right side under her own basket to the top of the key to Abby Drews. Drews feeds it underneath. There's a shot from the left wing that won't go by Strine. And a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Kenzie Strine to the free throw line, where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Jocelyn Oberding, on Oberding, her first personal. Kenzie Strine at the line to shoot two for Tri-County. Free throw is up and off the right side of the rim, couldn't get it. She'll have another shot coming here. Kenzie Strine has not scored yet this evening. Here's another attempt as she looks to the basket. Launches the shot. It's up and got it. Got the roll. Kenzie Strine hits one out of two from the line. Makes it 57-6 now, the score. 6:41 to play in the ballgame. With the dribble comes Gentry Lechtenberg, right side to Tisdall. Lob pass in traffic. Turnaround shot up and good. Put in by Layla Frederick. Frederick with her first 2 points here in the ballgame. And it's 59-6. Again, deep in the corner. Lob pass right side. Handling the ball down underneath is Ellie Peters. She holds it a minute. Tried to put a lob pass to Strine. Ball is stolen away by Frederick. Down court pass. Here comes Tisdall. Tisdall one-on-one. Decides not to go this time. Backs out into the corner. She'll take a 12-foot set shot. That's in and out. No good. Rebound Strine. Outlet to Washburn. Ball stolen again by Tisdall. Underneath Frederick. Frederick's in traffic. Triple team. Clears herself out. Oh, nice job blocking there. Nice block shot defensively by Ellie Peters. Now Oberding kicks it into the corner. Right side. Set shot up. Falk doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Washburn. Washburn strips the ball away there. She was battling with Sadie Chisel, and Washburn won the battle, came up with the basketball. Pass goes to Drews. Drews has Drews to the top of the circle, to the right wing. Underneath is Dyke. She's in traffic. No place to go. Dyke got trapped under there. Now Drews to the top of the key, off the glass. Shot up and good by Washburn. Katrina Washburn with the jump shot. Makes it 59-8. And now what do we got? The official stop play under here. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. On the inbound pass, Kenzie Strine got the steal and then was fouled by Jocelyn Oberding. Oberding second personal. Kenzie Strine back at the line. Shooting two. First one is up and off. Kenzie's now one out of three from the line. Here's Morgan Stokerbrand back into the lineup. She'll replace Ellie Peters for Tri-County. Kenzie Strine at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt for Tri-County is up. And no. Roll to the right side. Coming down with the rebound for the Irish is Sadie Tisdall. Sadie will bring the ball down court herself. She likes to do that. She gets in a hurry and right down court with it. Lechtenberg on left elbow. Skip pass across court. Tisdall. Tisdall has it knocked away by Strine. Strine got the steal from Tisdall. Takes it in. Strine under the basket. Laying up and off. No good. And the rebound to Oberding. Jocelyn Oberding, the freshman, closes out the defensive rebound. Outlet pass comes to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will bring it down court. We're at the four-minute mark with the running clock here at Tri-County. Oberding in the paint. Shot off the glass. Got her own rebound. Tries for a follow shot. She's going to be fouled. And I think we're going to put Jocelyn Oberding to the line here, unless this was on the floor. The foul is going to be called on Katrina Washburn, her second personal. Yeah, they're going to say it was on the floor, so Oberding will inbound it. Jocelyn, oh, no. Now the officials say we're going to shoot two here. Seems to be a little disagreement between the officials whether it was a shooting foul. Now they've decided it was not after all. They're going to play it in on the baseline. The officials smiling at one another. The score is, after all, 59-8 here, gentlemen. Jocelyn Oberding to inbound it. Lobs it up top to Lechtenberg. Underneath, gets it into Tisdall. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound Oberding, whistling a foul. And this time, Jocelyn Oberding will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The freshman has not scored yet this evening, but she'll have an opportunity here to get into the scorebook. Foul is going to be on Katrina Washburn, her third personal. Jocelyn Oberding at the line, 5'7 freshman. First free throw up and good. And she'll have another shot coming. You know, being around Sacred Heart Sports as many years as I have, it's fun to watch those same last names keep recycling through. Oberding's second shot is up and good. Been a while since we've had an Oberding involved here. Second shot is up and down. Oh, wait a minute. They may have set a lane violation on that one. I don't think they're going to give her the second bucket. So it's 60-8, our score. They took that second one away because of a lane violation on the side. 2:21 to go with a running clock. Carly Sherling dribbling in, laying up right side. No. Ball goes all the way to the floor. Now fight for the loose basketball. Oberding is in there grabbing after for Sacred Heart. Possession arrow on the held ball. Points the direction of the Irish. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Inbound it to Lechtenberg. Gentry very slowly down court now. To Tisdall on the right side in the corner. Open look, baseline left side for two. Shot is up and good by Ellie Falk. Ellie Falk is in the scorebook. Minute 42 to go with the running clock. Sherling to the left side. Open three, off no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. A minute and a half left to go here in this one. 62-8 the score. Stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll take a look at the individual scoring, share those numbers with you. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be back with boys varsity basketball, the Irish and the Tri-County Trojans, in what I expect to be a really competitive contest. We'll see how that goes. Down court comes Gentry Lechtenberg. Into the corner, Falk with another open look. Baseline in the corner right side. And we've got a whistle and a blocking foul going to be away from the ball called on the Irish. Sacred Heart called for the foul away from everything here. Frederick got called for that personal foul. 52 seconds to go. Less than a minute to play here. Now a reach-in foul going to be called on the Irish. That one's going to go on Sadie Tisdall. Her second personal. Again, stay with us for the post-game scoring wrap. We'll have that for you a couple of minutes after this one wraps up. Sherling shot blocked by Tisdall. Loose basketball. Tisdall comes out with it. Sherling steals it right back. Flips it underneath in the corner. Under the basket. Lay-in and good. And getting that lay-in on the baseline was Morgan Stokerbrand. She's got 4 points. 18 seconds to play. Oberding goes to the corner. Frederick, open look, right side, shot, no. Oberding goes after the rebound. It goes off of Jocelyn Oberding. Battling under there well, though, as a freshman. And the rebound goes to Tri-County. Sherling down court with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Sherling launches a long shot at the buzzer, and there's the ball game. Your final score, Sacred Heart 62 and Tri-County 10. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with the post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break. You've been listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, welcome you back to Tri-County High School. Your final score tonight in the girls' game, 62-10. Sacred Heart with the win. Time now for the KTNC scoring recap. For the Tri-County Trojans, they were led by Morgan Stokerbrand, the senior, had 4 points. 2 points tonight for Harley Dyke. 2 points for Katrina Washburn. Adding one was Ella Clark. 1 point also for Kenzie Strine. From the charity stripe, the Trojans went 2 out of 8. For the Sacred Heart Irish, leading the way tonight was Jessica Wurtenberger. She had 11 points. Also with 11 points was Rachel Magdans. 8 points tonight for Sadie Tisdall. 6 points each for Olivia Eichhoff and Delaney Witt. 6 points also for Emma Littrell. 6 points also for Macy Keller. Adding 2 points in the ball game was Leila Frederick, 3 points for Gentry Lechtenberg, 2 points for Ella Falk, and Jocelyn Oberding had 1 for Sacred Heart's total of 62. The Irish a perfect 8-for-8 from the charity stripe tonight, and they get the win 62-10. With the win, Sacred Heart improves their record to 6-1 on the year, and the Tri-County Trojans fall to 1-5. We're going to step aside and take a break for about 15 minutes out here, then we'll be back with our pregame show for the boys' varsity game. Don't go away. Lots of exciting basketball coming up in about 15 minutes. Stay with us. Right now, we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom at our KTNC studios, and we'll be back in 15 minutes with boys' varsity basketball from Tri-County. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on KTNC.